This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 89 for Tuesday, October 5th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are stronger on Tuesday morning due to sharp upticks in European rapeseed, Malaysian palm oil, and Chicago soy oil. The November canola contract gains $12.40 at $9.19.5 per ton. The more heavily traded January contract rises $13 at $9.05.20 per ton. Additional support is coming from moderate gains in Chicago soybeans, while soy meal steps back a little. Tight canola supplies and uncertainty over the size of this year's crop continues to underpin values. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady, with the loonie at 79.5 US cents compared to Monday's close of 79.47. Daytime highs across the prairies will see another day of temperatures in the mid to high teens Celsius in the western half of the region and the low to mid 20s in the eastern half. There's very little possibility of rain until the weekend. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its weekly crop progress report Monday afternoon. As of October 3rd, 29% of U.S. corn is harvested and its condition remains at 59% good to excellent. The soybean harvest is at 34% complete and its condition holds at 58% good to excellent. The USDA also says 47% of the winter wheat is planted and 19% is emerged. Dr. Michael Cordonnier of Soybean and Corn Advisor is keeping his yield forecasts at 175 bushels per acre for U.S. corn and 50.3 bushels per acre for U.S. soybeans. Cordonnier estimates that a third of Brazil's corn crop is planted and nearly 18% of Argentina's is in the ground. As for soybeans, he says 4% of Brazil's crop is planted. That said, CONAB estimates that Brazil's soybean acres will be around 98.6 million, while some private estimates are as high as 100 million. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday morning. The November contract rises 3 cents at $12.39 per bushel. December soy oil leaps 1.33 cents at 60.16 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is down $2.30 at $3.21.30 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Tuesday, with the December contract down a nickel at $5.36 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady to lower, with the December contract unchanged at $6.01. Wheat futures are lower on Tuesday morning. Chicago December is down 7 cents at $7.49. Kansas City December retreats 12 cents at $7.42. And Minneapolis December loses 6 cents at $9.24.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, October 5th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.